Entropy. Chaos. Oblivion. The forces that shape our destinies watch as we blunder about within our self-imposed asylums. They are observing us from that unfathomable region. Look, up ahead. What is that? Is that a signpost? Seriously, what the hell is that? Is that an animal or something? Oh, it's gone now. Oh, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, wait, now I remember! From that place where no living soul returns unchanged. From beyond the box.
Salmon of wisdom.
Oh, that's brilliant.
What did you say you added to this drink in bulk? It's divine.
The mead? A bit of cinnamon. A few other spices.
I can't tell you how nice it is to move to a neighborhood where there are actually women and children at home all day. And people gardening and weaving and making mead.
We're glad you're here, Charlene. And we can't wait to meet your husband, too. He's been away on such a long business trip.
It's the perfect move to a perfect neighborhood where the children are safe and a person can celebrate the wheel of life going round and round in utter bliss. Yet, peace can come at an exacting price, and the cost of appeasing Mother Earth can be so very high. Tonight's episode, Druid Wood Lane, by Elizabeth Heffron.
Well, bills in international construction, travel, bulldozers, and phone calls, so it's lucky he still recognizes the kids. But we can't complain. It means we could afford to live in such a special suburb.
Yes. East Issaquah does have its charms. Salmon of wisdom.
Oh, and thank you for lending us this gorgeous table. Mm. It's so, I don't know, massive and sensual. It just draws you in.
Made from 1,000-year-old living wood. Such a crime when the tree was felled and callously ripped from the grove, but we managed to save it, fashion it into what it is.
I mean, honestly, it is so seductive. I just have this urge to lay on top of it and roll around.
It's quite a common reaction. We like to lend it to every new family who moves here as sort of a welcome gift.
Well, come.
Daddy!
Just a sec, son! Kids, quiet! I am on a call. What is all this crap?
It's wood, Dad! Yeah. For the bonfire!
That's nice. Yeah, no, look, Sal, we gave them more than enough time. Construction starts Tuesday, end of discussion. No. It's not a wetland, remember? We had that designation changed. Well, I had Ted do it. Ted, you don't want the details.
Timmy, Tanya, Toots, go out and work on the bonfires. Your father's on the phone.
Look, I gotta go, Sal. I just got home. East Issaquah. Yeah, well, we moved. It's, look, I gotta... Yeah, I'll see you Monday.
Bill, welcome home.
Shirlene, what the heck are you wearing?
You like it? Imbolc made it. It's so flowy and sexy.
It's flowy, all right.
Bill, this is our new neighbor.
Hello. My name's Imbolc.
Imbolc? Like in bulk?
Oh. You're a funny one, Bill. A real salmon of wisdom.
What?
Oh, I better be going. I'll stop by with the mead recipe later, Shirlene. Peace to all beings.
Yes, see you then. Peace. Wow, she is so great. First day, me and the kids drove down Druidwood Lane with the moving truck. Imbolc was right here to greet us, along with Samhain and Lunasa and a couple of the other ladies. They are just the best, and they make all this stuff by hand.
Yeah, but where are the men? I didn't see a single car in any of the driveways on the way here.
Oh, well, that's because they're really working hard to be in tune with nature, to keep a better balance, you know. Imbolc says they all walk the Eightfold Path.
Walk all the way to I-5? What about their husbands?
How should I know? They're probably at conferences or something. Actually, a lot of them seem to be divorced.
Figures.
Sit down, honey. I'll bring you some mead.
Mom, can we light it now? Can we?
Not yet. We need to wait until sundown.
Oh, Pucky. We can't light it yet.
What's going on out there?
It's Beltane. We're building the twin bonfires.
Twin bonfires?
Now relax, Bill. Every neighborhood has its quirks. Beltane is just this fun lunar holiday that honors fertility. Everybody on Druidwood Lane celebrates it. No big deal.
Mom! What about the cows?
Timmy, just stop.
Is it time for the cows?
No, it is not time for the cows. You heard what the lady said. You have to wait till they blow that horn. Now go outside.
Oh, God. Mom says no cows yet!
What the hell is Jesus! Where did this table come from?
Isn't it something?
It's half the size of the damn living room.
The neighborhood lends it to every new family that moves in.
And look under here. A son of a bitch!
What?
Aren't tables only supposed to have 4 legs?
Huh. I hadn't noticed those before. So gnarled and twisted.
Yeah, and they almost look human. Did you hear that?
What?
The table. The table's giving me the creeps.
Honey, don't be ridiculous.
Redress.
What?
What?
The table just spoke.
Okay.
It did. It said, well, I don't know what it said, but I want it gone.
Bill, do you know how many tons this thing weighs? It took 12 women and an incantation to get it in here. It's not going anywhere. So here, honey, sit down. Get comfortable. That's right. Try the mead. To us. To East Issaquah.
Whatever. Ah, well. The mead's good, at any rate.
Rectify.
It just spoke again.
It's time!
Mom, can I drive the cattle between the bonfires?
No, I get to. No, I want me.
Kids. There are more than enough cattle prods to go around. You can all send the cattle between the bonfires.
Yes! Yes!
What's the deal with the cattle, Shirlene?
Well, don't get mad, but while you were gone, we might have bought a small herd.
You did What?
To Beltane, let's light those bonfires.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, hello, Bill. I see you're sitting at the table.
Look, Imbolc, if it's okay with you, could you take the kids and the cows and start without us? It's been a long time, and I think Bill and I need to talk.
Whatever will bring balance, Shirlene. Okay, kids! Who's got the match?
Oh,
I don't like that lady.
What a surprise.
Where the hell are we, Shirlene?
We're in East Issaquah.
No, you know what I mean. We weren't doing that good before this last trip, but now, I mean, what's going on?
I've been trying to tell you for the last few years, but... Bill, something weird's going on with the Earth.
Oh, please.
Or the Earth Mother, or the Great Spirit, or... I don't know.
I hate it when you start up with this bullshit.
The world is screwed up. You know it is. And we're not helping.
I doubt East Issaquah is the answer, Shirlene.
Maybe not. But I am tired of feeling empty. Everything here on Druidwood Lane, the bonfires, the cattle, the weaving, it all speaks to me. Can you understand that?
Yeah. Here's what I understand. You've drunk the Kool-Aid.
Mommy, Mommy, what about the lamb? Can I run the lamb between the bonfires?
Oh, baby. We sacrificed the lamb last night, remember?
Oh, yeah!
Okay, that's enough!
Atone.
What the hell? I can't!
Can't get out of your chair?
The damn table has some kind of magnetic pull! Move! My legs are twisting, freezing up.
They said you'd never understand.
My hands! My hands are melting into the table.
I'd let go of that mug, Bill.
Call 911!
Why? They would only come and destroy this table. Now I can celebrate every part of the eightfold wheel. Participate in any kind of woo-woo thing I want and not feel your scorn.
Listen to yourself, Sir E.
Make amends.
Don't see it as death, Bill. It's really just a short stay in the other world. Until you're reincarnated.
Buh-itch! Buh-itch!
Bye-bye, baby.
You're listening to Sandbox Radio. This segment appears in the episode Mayday, Mayday, recorded at Town Hall Seattle on May 1st, 2017. The live show was sound engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Brian Moynihan, and this podcast was mixed by Dave Pascal. Subscribe to the podcast of the show in iTunes and Stitcher, and find full episodes, photos, and live show information at sandboxradio.org. Support Sandbox Radio and help us keep making the show by becoming a patron at patreon.com/sandboxradio for as little as $5 per month. Thanks for listening.